is Haroya Kestem Albsora. Phoenicia sees a Kestem, a bloodstain on her flesh. So it depends. Connected Beis HaTov, it's near the Mokum Erevom, is Tamei. And we say the stain came from her Mokum Erevom. She does Dam Nida, she's Tamei. But the Shloi Connected Beis HaTov didn't come from the Mokum Erevom. Then Torah, then we say she's Torah. So the Mishnah explains. Al Ikpo, she finds the Dam on her heel, the Arosh Gredla on the tip of her toe, Tamei. Then we say that's a place where the Dam could have fell out from the Mokum HaTov, from the Mokum Erevom. There's Dam Nida, she's Tamei. What about Al Shuka, she finds on a Shuka on the thighs, who else the Yar Pasal Seh on the hooves at the bottom of her legs? So it depends. Nida, means the inside of the thigh, there's near where the Mokum Erevom is, so then Tamei. The Bachut is the outside, then Torah. Like we said, the Dam came out from the Mokum HaTov, it would not reach the outside, so that's not Dam Nida. What about the Yalat Stadim? Mikan and Mikan Torah, on the sides, in the front and the back, also it's Torah. What's going to be Rosach Luke, let's say she finds Dam on her clothing. So Minachod Rulamata, from the girdle downwards to Meir, that's possible, came from the Mokum Erevom. Minachod Rulamata, she finds on top of a girdle, then Torah, because that did not come from the Mokum Erevom, it came from other places. What's going to be Rosal Beis Yad? She found Dam on her sleeve, Shecholik of the dress. If the sleeve goes near the Mokum Erevom, can reach there, then she's Tamei. If you laugh to her, but if the sleeve cannot reach there in a normal movement, then we said the Dam did not come from the Mokum HaTufram, but came from someplace else, and she's torn. What's going to be also Pashtosa? At night time, she took off her dress, or Mischasa Babalal, and she covered herself at night time with it. Then Komokam Shinitza Bokes, many places she finds a Kesem there, is Tamei, we say it's Tamei. Because at night time she moves around, so Dam could have come out from there and landed any place on the dress. And Neishu Choyzer, because she turns around at night. And the same thing, the same by Pulvius, the same thing applies by Pulvius, by an apron. Same thing, like she says, Shemes Chasmo, she covered herself with it. Then if you can cover yourself at night, you move around at night, so it's possible the Dam to come on it. Now the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel says, Bodko Karkoilom, if an Isha first checked out the ground, before she sat down there, she checked it out to make sure that it's clean, there's no blood. For Yoshvaleh, she sat down on top of it, and then when she got up, Amotza Dam, she found Dam upon it, Olam, is Torah, that's the Chiddush that she's Torah. Even though we know the Dam came out from her, came out from Mokum Erevom, still she's Torah, right now she's even Torah Midi Rabbanan. Because the prophet says, "Bif sora, the Dam has come out from her flesh, and we darshin, the Shmuel darshins, achetargish bif sora, she has to feel it coming out of her bosor." In the shalom, in the achronim, what targoshes means is that the goof of the body has to tremble, or you have to feel the psicha, the kev is opening up of the Dam coming out, but just don't feel a double lach come out. But we shouldn't have any feeling, then midi raisa, she's told, that's Shmuel's Chiddush. So more is the question, Hai b'bsor, this posuk b'bsor, mi bolu, we need this posuk, shematama b'fnim kebachutz, that she's tummy, even though the Dam is still inside her, as long as it came out of the womb, even though it's inside the canal, still she's tummy. In Kev, so the Gemara says, let me call what the posuk say, b'bosor, my d'loshna b'bsoro, shvamidu, we're not familiar two things, at shetagish b'bsoro, until she feels the Dam coming out of her bosor. And the more still, the akatimi boilei, we still need the word of Bsorah to teach us that she's only Tomei when the Dam comes out of her touching the sides of a Rechem, but not if it comes out in the middle of a piece of flesh or in the middle of a Shvir. So Mora says, Tati Shramina, we learn out two things from this word of Bsorah. That true, the Dam has to touch her sides and not come out in the middle of a piece of flesh. And also, she has to be Magish, feel the Dam coming out. But here, where she did not feel the Dam coming out, and Echnami, she's Taka Torah. Toshima coming here. So who really on this dinner Shmuel should be Kashuk summoned? How can any Kesem be Tomei? We don't know when it came out. She didn't feel it coming out. So Tosha says, the most having me right now that we did not know she's coming with the Rabbanim, the inner Kesem is only if she found the Dam, it came out a long time ago. Some could say, maybe really when it came out, she did feel it, she forgot about it. But here we only have kashas now, things that came out right away. So now we do not say that she was magashet, and still we see she's tamei. So these are going to be the questions now on Shmuel. So Moses Toshima says, Isha, she oisets for her. The next parak talks about Isha when she's urinating. For also dam, and she finds dam in the urine, in the bowl, she finds dam. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir like this. In my medicine, she was standing when she was urinating, then to Meir, then Shaka, she's tamei, we'll soon see why. In your Sheva, she was sitting though, then to her. So question, what are we talking about over here? Idiagash, if she had the sensation, she felt dam coming out, so in your Sheva, even though she was sitting, my Torah, what if it says she's Torah, she felt dam coming out, I bother she should be tamei. And a lot of the case must be talking about Loyagash, she didn't feel any dam coming out. Ukutani still it says, I met this when she's standing, that Tanaya. So what's a kasha and Shmu, you see she could be Tom even though she didn't feel the dam coming out. Shmu says, no. Loyalam really, I'll tell you the case is the Yagashua, that she felt the dam coming out. If so, how could we say if she's sitting that she's tore as she felt dam? That there it says, the yam, I could say maybe, Hagoshes Meraglayan Havoi, that what she felt coming out was only the Meraglayan, it also has a sensation. So the kid said there was a sensation here, but we have a suffix whether it was from the Meraglayan or from the dam. Say it first like this, Oy Medes, if she's standing up when she's urinating, is Hadoini Raglayan Lamakor. Since she's standing up, the place there is like pushed together a little bit, and therefore the Meraglayan comes out, it gets pushed out like. It has to push its way through. See, before it pushes its way through, the dam goes back up near the makor, and it brings out the icy dam. And therefore, it's like more mistabli said, the dam came from the makor, and then we said there was agosha there, that's why she's tummy. But the yeshevis, if she's sitting, then we say Torah. So Rashi explains, because minas dam, dam does not come out from the makor when she's urinating. We don't say the dam came from there. So if dam came when she was urinating, she's sitting, then we'll say that dam came, let's say, from her kidneys. It was a mark inside of it caused that dam to come, but not from the makor. So that's the pshat over here. Again, that if she's standing up, then it's a svar that the meraglayim was pushed upwards, and then it could be it caused the dam to come out. That's why she'll be tummy. But if she's sitting, then we say the dam came from a mark inside, that's why she's tore. But really, it could be like Shmuel, you have to have a gosha. Without any sensation, without any feeling, and echnami, she would remain tahira. Toshma coming here, it says like this. Eid shoyin nosun tachas akaroni, she made a bdiko at night time, and she didn't look at it, she put it under a pillow. Then in tzolob dam, the next morning when she looks at it, she finds this dam on the bdiko. Sim ogol, if the spot is round, then tor, we don't say came from someplace else, a maka from a machol that was under a pillow. The emoshech, if the stain is long, then tomi. So again, echidomi, idiyag, a ship, a shashi made the bdika, she had a feeling of dam, even before that she felt dam. So in ogle, even though the stain is round, on my tor, why is she tor? We know dam came out from her. Ela rather loved loyagash, she didn't have any feelings. It says, Tulukatani says, Moshe, if the stain was long on the Shemata, then Tomei. Moshe, Lord, it's not the Pshar. The Elam real Diagash over here, she really felt, she had a sensation, she felt dumb coming out. But V'yem, we have a doubt to say, maybe Agoshis ate her way. Maybe what she felt was the Shasta B'dikah, she felt the aid. Therefore, it's a Sophic. Therefore, Moshe, if the stain is a long stain, Vade Magufos, about its moment, I would say, the dam did come out from her guf. Therefore she's tummy. Just ogle, if you find the stain to be round, usually the stain does not come out round from her body. That's more mistava came out from a macholus. Therefore we say she's tor. Tor Shema Kamina, we heard before, Nimtzal Shemoiv, right after that Tashmish, husband and wife, the man checks himself, and he finds that he's tummy, he has dam on his aver. So to name, he has the same boil nida. For sure that dam was by his wife. She was a nida. B'shas Tashman, he has the same boil nida. What's going to be Nimsa Shlo? She only finds beacon. She finds dam with her b'dika. Also, if you check this out right after the Tashmish, then to name him. And again, b'chayam b'korbin. He's chay b'korbin, but both chay b'korbin. He's also tumay a boil nida. What's going to be Nitzamah Shlol Yachaz Man? We found the dam on Hob Bedikah she made a little bit later. Then Tamei Misafik. He's only telling Misafik Uvtur Min HaKorban. So question is, Eich Yidomi. If she felt the dam coming out b'shas tashmish of the yachal, even though she made a bedikah first yachal man, a maif turim in a korban. Why did put them in a korban? She felt dam, so for sure she should be tamei b'shas tashmish. He lived with an ida. El alav the case, but we're talking about lo yagash. She didn't have any feelings. Uktani still says nimsal shto. We find the dam on her bedikah oisim right away. Tamei, and he's called the boil nida. He's tamei, and the chayov the korban. Even though she had no hagosha, so again you see, not like Shmuel, even without hagosha, still the ish is tamei. So let's not let us not the pshat. Liyelam real diagosh. Again, she had a feeling over here, but v'yeim is only a suffix dikalocha because hagosha is shamash evay. Maybe what she felt was b'shash tashmish. She felt the husband the ever. So therefore, if we find the bedika there, she makes the bedika right away in echnami. Then we said the dam was there, and that's why taki is chayiv. But if they find the dam first later, then we have a tzad to say, no, maybe Vishas Tashmish, it wasn't Agosha's dam. It was only the Aver. The dam first came out after Tashmish, therefore it's only a sulfur, he's put off in the carbon. But the Emes says, Anakash and Shmuel, there was Agosha. Toshima, Nimtzisato, Oimer, comes out that you tell me that really Gimel Sveikis Bisha. There are three Alochas Sveikis about Ishu, and Isha says, Kesem. Al Besoro, if she finds a kesem, a blood stain on her flesh, sofik, or tomei sofik tor, we don't know if the dam came from the makor or not, so tomei min a sofik, she's tomei. What's going to be a chalukah? She finds the blood stain on her underwear, so if a tomei sofik tor, then we say go to kula. We'll soon explain why al besor is more chomer than a chalukah. Let's say she touched something now, or she moved something, and we don't know whether she's a nidu or not. Here's all the chacharav. Go bosser after the majority of her days. Mar explains now, Maya, what does it mean to say all the chacharav go after the rave? Lav doesn't mean to say, in rave, you know, to me, most of the days she sees them, to me, then she's a nidu, and things she moved is tamei. For Yav, God, lo yagash, even though she didn't feel any dams. You see, without a gosh, she's tamei. Lloyd, it's not the pshat. In right Yomei HaBagoshev, most days she sees dam with a feeling, Chazia. Tamei, then even though now she doesn't realize it, still she's Tamei. The end, because I tell you, Agashev Lavadayte, Havadi, she really felt the dam when it came out, just she forgot, she didn't realize it. Havadi, there was Agashev. Oh, Mama, what would you say? Before I'll be sorry, Sofetor, Tamei. The doubt whether on the flesh she's Tamei. Al Chalukah, Sofetor, is Torah. Hechidomi. Imi chogulamati is from the girdle downwards. Acholuka, my tor, why? For tanan, minachogulamati, tomei. If you find a kesem on the underwear, she should be tomei. Imi chogulamati, you found it from the girdle upwards. Absor, even on the muck of the flesh there, my tomei. For your tanan, rosa dam, absor, spekanega mister. For Torah, she found the dam in the upper part of her body, not near the muck of Erva, she should be tor. He voiced him one of this, Michogulamat, found the dam on the bottom. He voiced him, Michogulamat, found the dam on the top, Michogulamala. He voiced him, Michogulamat, found the dam on the bottom part. Could go in the case was Shovel Shuk Shadabachim. She went through a place where they shucked animals. So if it was this, Albasar, she found the dam, this blood, the blood stain on her flesh. Migufos, for sure came from her. Because the Inyava came from the blood of the Shchita, Achaluki, brother Shukha, she should have found it on her clothing. How did it get to a flush without the clothing? That's the proof it came from her. What's going to be Achaluki if she found the dam on her clothing? Then Miyamosi. Why? Because the Inyagufosi, Abusar, my brother Shukha, she found it on the flesh. So since she went through a base of Shchita, that's why she's tore Achaluka. The embracing all of this, Michogulamat, she found it on the top side, top part of her body, or top part of her dress. The girl in the Yisra Kabbas, yet she jumped backwards. So it could be the dam came out of her and went upwards. Sal Besor of Adin Gufos, they found her on the flesh, she's like a tummy. Because the Nial Mosak, looking by the Ishuli, would have found her on something else, they should have found the top part of her dress, and it came from Miyalmo. But Achluk, she only finds the top part of her dress, Miyalmos came from someplace else. Because the Imugufa came from my body, I'll be sorry, Bolishuli, she should have found her on the Boso. So therefore, it could be the case that the dam came from a goof. I wasn't doing it on the top part of her Boso, because she jumped backwards, and that caused the dam to go upwards. The Mar says, Ketonim is what we learn here. I'll be sorry, she finds the blood stain on her flesh. Sofik Tomei, Sofik Tor, Stomei, she's Tomei. I, Vyafagav, even though she had no Agosha,
That's one kasha. But Yerei Tanan, a Roya Kesem, I'm sorry, Kneger, by Sturfa Tameya. The Alpha Gav Loya Akash, Amisha says she finds a Kesem, she's Tamei, even though she didn't feel it. So my answer, Amar Yimimidifta, Maidi Shmuel, she Tameya Midrabonin. Havadi Midrabonin, Shmuel's Maidi Yitam, it's only Midirais, he says you have to have a Gosha. But Midrabonin, though, he...
You were holding Daf Nunches, the Medallah on top. Again, the style was that Shmuel before Fed Alokho said of Anisha, even though she knows that she saw Dam, but if she did not feel it without Agosh, she holds that she's Torah. And here we have Kashas about a Kefim, that even though Anisha finds Dam now and says she is Temeya, so last there it was, Omer of Yimir Medifta, Moedir Shmuel, that Shmuel agrees, she's Temeya on top of